Jesus. Bless the Lord, everybody. It's great to be in the house of the Lord. It's great to be a part of a ministry that we welcome His presence, that we do not take it for granted that when we call upon His name, He's here. Amen? Amen? He responds. He responds. Did you hear what Deacon Patton said? Double again. Last year, July, double promotions. Few months later, the word was given to him, unbeknownst to the deliverer, that they were going through a change, a reorg. Though the word by man was given that he might not be affected, but what he saw in the natural, like, uh-oh. But he held on to that word. Dad saw fit to send forth the word to stabilize him, to keep his faith cemented. That's what we need to do. When we come up here and we share the word, the prophetic word that has come to pass, hold on to yours. Hold on to yours. Hold on to yours, but make sure that the deliverer was from God. Make sure that the one who delivered you the word is of God. Because we all about giving word here, giving word there. Make sure if you got a divine word from the throne of God, hold on to it. Water it. Fertilize it. Cultivate it. Amen? Because His word will not return unto Him void. It will not return unto Him void. So when he was going through that transition, Dyad saw fit to deliver that word. Then the word came to pass this year. More finances, and now we hear again. You know, you get to wonder, why is it always the Patton house or doing it in doubles? Well, you might want to ask them. They sow seed. Above and beyond. Above and beyond their tithes and offerings. They're always doing a handshake or a meeting with pastor. And it's not, that's why you always wonder, like, Dad, why is it? Why is it that you sent the prophet to the widow and you told the widow through your prophet, okay, give your last meal to the prophet? Well, the prophet was ordained by Dad because Dad saw your situation. So the lady, all she said was, well, this is all I have. My son and I, we're going to eat our last meal and die. But Dad saw fit to stop that curse and release the spirit of life over them, over her and her son. So they were able to eat and live well after she fed the prophet the last meal. Amen? That's something for y'all to chew on. Sit down. Enjoy, Dad. Some of you, you know, you always get like, what you gonna do up there? Just put on the seatbelt. We might hit some bumps along the way, but all is well. However, I am impressed by this young man, by the Spirit of the Lord. While Deacon Patton was up here, you know, I turned around and I just looked at him and, you know, Dad wants to do something in his life. Dad wants to do something in his life. Dad wants to introduce himself, not through vocality of men, not through the preaching of the word. That is very important in this hour. The preaching of the word, the pure, unadulterated word is very important in this hour. But how many of you know that if you eat and eat and eat and eat and eat and eat a meal, no matter how appetizing it is, you just want something to like chase it down with. You know, you want your favorite beverage, whatever that is. You got greens, you've got barbecue chicken, barbecue pork, then you got mac and cheese, then you got a roll. And no matter what the spread for the evening might be, no matter how good that meal is, you know, you still want to sip on some so that it can go well in you. And that's how it is with us. You know, we eat and we eat, and all this is connection to the word is very important. However, some of you have just been waiting. Well, is this Dad real or not? Is he real? Is he real? Some of you have that question. Is he real? Because of what you go through. And you wait it out. You wait it out. Then you get weary and you're waiting it out. And in that waiting, you know, that's the most challenging part. You get excited when you get a word. But until you see the fulfillment on that word, it's like, man, what's happening? And you want to do things your own way. Then you want to try and help dad out. Ain't nobody told you to help dad out. Just do what you're supposed to do. Come to church. Pay your tithes. Hold our hands up as we go before you. Amen? And so, by the Spirit of the Lord, dad wants us, because I'm up here representing pastor as we co-labor in this work together, and you represent us. And we are one. We are one. We are one. No matter how much we think, oh, we're not part of this or that. No, no, no. Every person, as I keep telling the women that come out, we're busting through the walls of that house. That house is getting too small. So I told Sister Finn, all the women have to go out and clean out her garage, because we need to put some chairs out there, because the front room and the kitchen's not big enough. We're bursting through. And I hear that the men's movement is breaking out as well. And Pastor is most blessed. He says, now is the time for this. Now is the time for this. So when you feel like, man, I know there's something different about this house, TFT, but I can't quite put my finger on it. It's the presence of the Lord. Continue to keep going after it. Continue to keep going after. What's it? The presence. Continue to keep going after him. And so that's why the Holy Ghost wants to pray for Brother Brandon. So I would like for him to come up to the front right here in front of me. You know, we look, is dad real? Or we want dad, or, you know, but, you know, dad knows all of our hearts, because we're quick to say, well, you know, dad knows my heart. Yes, he does. Yes, he does know our hearts. But what's in your heart that you have shielded and don't want nobody else to know about? Because we put on a fresh ironed garment on the external appearance of man. But dad can see the wrinkles of our life. But he's so merciful, he's not going to chastise us. He's just going to wait you out. Get the iron. Put some water in it. Get the word. Now allow the Holy Ghost to water that word. Iron out your wrinkles. Bring about the revelation of where you at for real. That's, you know, we have to allow him to iron those wrinkles out. Amen? So can we all stand up? Bless the Lord. Thank you, everybody. You may take your seat. We're going to only be a few minutes. I wanted to share. Pastor has been very, very active in sharing with you what the Lord gives him every week concerning the message. Along with Sister Lauren, they come together, they collaborate, they allow the Holy Ghost, then they send it over that I may review it and see if there's anything that needs perfected. And sometimes when he sends that post, I can't help but scream. I can't help but scream, because if you don't have a true relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, this word is only letter, and the letter kills. But when you have a true relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, you know that you know when it's a true word of God, because it will cause you to become excited. It'll cause you to want more. It'll cause you to evaluate and assess your own life. Am I thinking right? Am I walking right? Am I showing too much cleavage? Am I showing too much skin? It'll cause you to be mindful of how you repping the master. When you have a true relationship. And that's why it's very important that what we do is not according to a TFT doctrine. It is the word of the Lord for us today. And so with Pastor and the prophetic word that has been given concerning TFT, concerning the patterns, they are walking in that word. Now all they're doing is being recipients of the promotions that keep coming to them. And my thing is, triple this year. Triple the word, Jesus. Triple the finances, Jesus. Triple everything that we're doing for you, Jesus. We're hungry. We cannot get enough of you. We want more, so that you may be glorified. Triple it, Jesus. But you have to be proactive in that relationship. You have to give the Lord something to work with. You can't just give him part of you for a week and then expect flowers. natural, that never happens. You sow a seed in the ground, it takes a while, depending on the soil and how you plant that seed. Depending for that seed depends on water and light, fertilizer. So for us, we get impatient when we sow a seed or a word's given to us because we want it now. And now is a now moment. And I will share that with you in a moment. But when you get a word or you sow into the word, for us, we want it now. But in the natural, when you prepare the soil, you put in that seed, then you make sure that that ground is fertilized. You make sure that ground is rich. And so then every once in a while, we go out and we see something, you know, coming up out of the ground from that seed. And so it takes a while for it to grow. Same thing with the word of the Lord for your life. Don't abort your word because you don't see it according to the time you want it to manifest. Don't tempt dad in that respect. Pull back. Be still. I'm impatient. Be still. I'm not satisfied. Be still. And allow the Lord to cultivate the soil of your life. So when the seed is being implanted in your soil of your heart, it is rich soil for that seed to grow and blossom. That's why it's very important that what are you doing to promote the growth of that seed over your life? What are you doing? What are you doing? Because it's easy to scream here and say we love Jesus and put on an attire that reflects that we love Jesus. But when we leave here, how do we conduct ourselves? What type of words are we speaking? Allow me. We were on our 411 Apostolic conference call. It is a conference call for us every week on Wednesday. And so last week when a pastor from London broke in, He spoke the same prophetic word that pastor just got through speaking, because there's only three people that carries this 411 apostolic that is over it: Bishop Tatum, Pastor Dean, and Pastor Killings. These three mighty men of dad are the ones that is carrying this 411 apostolic prayer connect. And so April 30th will be there because our pastor is going to be one of the speakers. And when he prays on that prayer connect, it just moves things. So when I'm sitting at work, I'm not participating in my vocality. I sit with the position of receiving. Because if I was to speak out, then everybody would hear me in the walls of my other boss's office. So what I do is I receive and I document what's being said. Because my pastor is involved in moving. And they're in the airwaves connecting from all over, from the third world countries and in the main part of the United States. What am I saying about the now? Now is the time. And I would like to read this to you. That's why this, you know, pastor used to come here and he'll take the platform and he'll stand in a posture. You know, some of us might be looking at him. And then when you hear him change a topic, that means the Holy Ghost has shifted. That means the Holy Ghost has shifted. That's why we have to learn about the Holy Ghost and recognize when he shifts. That means we better put on our seatbelt tight. Because we never know how dad's going to address us because of the moment that we're in. And so, you know, when pastor comes up and then he says, for all of you, I know there's technology now, and some of you have your app, your Bible app, YouVersion, you look at, because this is a generation of modern technology. You'll have your phone or your iPad, and so basically he's preparing you. We're about to do the declaration. Some of us are old school. We bring, you know, the actual word, not that the app is not. And then he says, lift it up and say, this is my Bible, and we who are here repeat what he says. Amen. And then he says, I am what it says I am. And how many of you know that that is not just a confession? If you don't have faith to walk in, I am what it says I am. If you don't have the faith to be what this word says you are now, confess it anyways, no matter how you feel, because you need to connect with the lifeline of Pastor Killings and allow that conduit from his spirit to allow that river to flow into your spirit so that you can be energized to believe for the impossibility. So are we sure when we confess, I am what it says I am? Failure is not an option. Failure is not an option. Failure is not an option. How many of you, and you, some of you are already here, though you expect the news to be positive, whatever news you're expecting, whether it's a promotion, whether it's a job after an interview, whether it's to, you know, to be conceived in your womb, whether it's salvation for your family members, whether it's, you know, just a prophetic word concerning something that you're believing Dad, God the Father, for. How many of you, if it doesn't come according to your timetable, then you start thinking in your mind, well, maybe it wasn't, you know, I'm not going to get it. We already talked ourselves out of receiving what the word says we're going to be. And that's where you need to work at. If you are one of those, you need to change your thinking. You need to change your confession. You need to change your posture as a child of the living God. Let me show you why. This past Wednesday, we had our 411 Apostolic Prayer Connect with the pastors, and the pastor, Pastor Dean, says, I have a word. I have a word by the Spirit of the Lord. I have a word. I have a word by the Spirit of the Lord. I have a word. And then he went into it. I keep hearing the Spirit saying, now. Not it's coming. Not that a few days this is going to be that. Not it's not by timetable of man. The prophetic word, I keep hearing the Spirit of the Lord saying, now. Everything you're praying for is now. Believe for the now. Believe for it now. Believe for the now atmosphere, for your promise, for your blessing to be made manifest. Believe for the T-H-E-N-O-W. Now cultivate that. And then he said, but some of us have been so structured in our church theology. Well, I hear what you're saying. It's going to come. He says, we have to erase that mentality. By faith, build the atmosphere of believe for the now. Build that conduit. Believe for the now moment, for the word, for the prophecy, for the promise, for your children, for the job, for the men, whatever you're believing God for in prayer, say it now. And that's what the prophetic word is. He says, believe. You are operating in whatever you're believing for now. You're operating in the greater anointing now. You are receiving the greater anointing now. That we have to educate. We have to educate our mind because we like to process things. We like to process it and mull it over and then send our senses out if it's coming. Dad won't move on that. That's not faith. Amen? So Dad says, in the now. Finances now. Raises now. Promotions now. Bonuses now. Same week bonus. Prophetic word by the deliverer used by dad. It's like, you know, management and more money. And timely for them. And it's pretty good bonuses too. That's why the now and failure is not an option is for us as a church of the living God. Things are not working out for me. Remove that. Kill the thought. Kill the thought and receive the now. I don't see it. You don't have to see it. You have to receive it. You have to see it. Receive it, because if you don't see it, now you're not operating by faith. You are operating by sight and how much you think it should come for you. Amen? So in everything that we're doing, believe for the now, because failure is definitely not an option for Threshing Floor Tabernacle. I'm sorry. I'm so blessed with what's happening with the men's movement. And if I may just throw him out there, I'm so blessed that Brother Tim is now proactive and engaging and assisting Pastor Killings, because he sees how great this can turn out. He sees that men can be men of God, not by label, not by vocality, but men can walk in the power of the living God, hold their head up, and whatever they speak, it shall surely come to pass, because they are being prepared. They are being taught and developed about being a priest in the home, pillars in the community, pillars in the church, and leaders in the community. Amen? 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 Amen. Amen. Stand up. So some of you, Dad has been speaking to us. Develop and train yourself that you don't always have to have a quiet moment for the Lord to speak. Or, you know, like, everybody wait. There is that atmosphere. There is that operation. When then, you know, it seems more frequent that pastor will give a tongue and then waiting on the interpretation. So there is that. But sometimes Dad, by his spirit, will speak to us just in this fashion, sharing the word through the praise and worship, through Deacon Aquino getting off the keyboard and coming up here and exhorting us. The walls, these are the walls. These are the walls. These are the walls. It's not just words on the screen. You know, bring life to those words. You need help tearing down those walls? Allow us to help you tear it down. Let us shred it. Let us become that shredding machine. Let us help you shred that wall. Amen? But be happy with your life. Be excited about what Dad's doing. And I personally want to thank Brother Tim and his lovely wife publicly for coming in and plowing. Plow on, Brother Tim. Plow on, Brother Tim. You just plow. We've been praying for laborers that will come in and help us move it. So we're on the move, y'all. We're on the move, y'all. Our address is not recognizable in the spirit. We're on the move. Amen? And so take it. Run with it. Help us build it. Help us build it. Pastor's so blessed with the women's. We got a youth conference coming up in June, Thursday, Friday, 25th, 26th, 27th. Then a few months later, you know, we have a women's movement conference coming on. And so the speaker has responded. And Pastor says, this is the time. This is the time. This is the time. And I thank you from the depths of my heart that all of you are here in the absence of Pastor. That speaks. That speaks. That speaks. Your relationship with Jesus is real. That speaks. That speaks. Amen? And so if you want prayer, before I rush out. I'll be here if you need prayer. Other than that, just enjoy your life in the Lord. And let's give him praise for what he's doing. Let us give him praise. Give him praise. Thank him for today. Thank him for your pastor. Thank him for the church, this building. Thank him for the Holy Ghost. Thank you for your promotion. Thank you that he's moved some things out of the way to put you in the position of receiving a promotion. Thank him that he's working behind the scenes on your behalf. Just thank him for that. And so, Father, we thank you for the richness of your presence today. I cover Threshing Floor Tabernacle with the precious holy blood of the Lamb. I cover the families that are represented here today. And I ask you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that you will invade their children, that you will invade the homes, that you will invade the community with the power of the Holy Ghost, that you will invade the educational system, that you will invade the judicial system. Holy Ghost, move things out of the way so that we can be more effective in serving you, Almighty God. I cover this house with the blood. Wash us in your blood. Cleanse us in your blood. Forgive us for every thought, every unfaith word that has been spoken, any feeling that is contrary to your holy word, for looking upon something that you consider unholy. Forgive us, Jesus. Forgive us, Jesus. Work a work in them. Work a work in their marriages. Work a work in their womb. Those that have been barren, open up their womb that they may conceive. For the word has been given. It is the now moment. It is the now hour. It is the now for the people of God to walk in. And everybody said, be blessed, everybody. For those that will be here at 4, we will be streamlining to Columbus, Ohio. Jesus. So if nobody needs prayer, I do thank you for coming out.